Spirit of Youth celebrates teenage Alaskans who are making our communities better places to live. They give their time, their hearts and minds, their passion, their creativity. Now, hear their stories.
We were just leaving the hotel. There was a guy that came running out into the lobby, and he said there's a girl that was drowning in the pool. And that's when I followed, I dropped everything I had and I just followed him.
This is 15-year-old Anthony Keller of Wasilla. He's remembering back to a trip he took to Kenai late last year.
Some lady already has jumped into the hot tub and taken the girl out of it, and she was unconscious. After a little bit, nobody there knew CPR, and I said that I was certified as a CPR and first aid and that I can do it, and that's when I gave her CPR, and after a little bit, she pretty much just came back to life.
A few months before this incident, Anthony took a CPR and first aid training course as part of K'nik Tribal Council's Rural Youth Services program. It was by chance that he got the training. He was added last minute to fill up the class. It was also chance that put him in the right place at the right time that day.
After that happened, I noticed that, when it comes to a hard situation, I don't get nervous. I just, get into it and just do what I have to do.
Kevin Toothaker works with K'nik Tribal Council and says he's really proud of Anthony.
As far as this scene, his potential, I like to feel like I'm the weatherman of potential, and I could try to see what people are good at. And he's got a good bone. He's got a great soul. He's just a good young man.
At the moment, Anthony is living with his grandparents down south. I'm Shanna Sheehy.
Give a young person you know a boost by recognizing the good things they're doing. Nominate at spiritofyouth.org.
Provided by the Alaska State Division of Behavioral Health.